email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Chen Li and Chang Chi. Good afternoon. Come in, you come in a bit, Chang, there, yes. So Coming Home, Stories of Being Chinese in Ireland is coming to Radio 1, which features the lives of six people from the Irish Chinese community. And we have two of them in studio. You're very welcome. So we get both your stories, how you ended up here. Chang, how did you end up in Ireland?
So I was born and raised in China until the age of 12. So I was born in a place called Liaoning, which is in the northeast of China. I moved to West Cork when I was 12. Beautiful part of the country, to Domanley. So I actually now live in Dublin.
And your home life in China, how different was it to West Cork?
I think, firstly, if I was being very honest, it was a culture shock in the sense that I was all of a sudden going from high-rise buildings in the city to, you know, beautiful countryside and cows and a lot of greenery. So, but it's very different culturally for me as a 12-year-old moving over. Obviously, I didn't speak English that well back then, so trying to understand English, try to learn English and try to learn a new culture.
And you were a novelty in school.
I was, yes. I actually started in sixth class in primary school. I was the only foreign kid in school, and I remember people used to queue up to see me at lunchtime because mom used to pack me Chinese food. So I had like my little chopsticks, I had like, you know, pork and like, you know, nice Asian food. And then the principal used to be like, oh, you know, she's hungry all the time because people are trying her food all the time. You know, things like this. This is like 20 years ago. But it's very different.
And of course, you were trying to fit in. So you were very generous with your food, I would imagine.
I was, yes. And people were genuinely really interested in Chinese food because not often you see like a Chinese kid eating with chopsticks in school. But I have to say, I was then quickly bring sandwiches to school because I was like, I need to stay full.
And what do you do in Dublin now?
I am a solicitors. I work in the aircraft leasing industry. So I've been living in Dublin for over a decade now.
And do you use Chinese in your work?
I actually do a good bit. And also the aviation industry is very diverse. So, you know, actually in my job, I actually got to use Mandarin Chinese a good bit, which is credit to my family because they make sure I was keeping up with my language skills. I was reading in Chinese, watching TV shows in Chinese, and I get to use Chinese in my professional life sometimes.
And I know, Chen, you obviously can speak Chinese because you still speak to your grandmother back in China.
Yeah, and my two children as well. So, so my two children grow up in
Dublin. They're here. They're not in China.
I speak Chinese to my grandparents. Actually, she's 94 years old, and I have video conference call every week in Chinese. So,
So what's your story? How did you end up in Ireland?
I was just going to say, because it's such a dream come true for me, because I actually grew up in the broadcasting station.
I know. That was on my list of questions.
Really?
Jenna.
I have to say this because when I was a little child, my grandmother was actually... So the country, region I came from is called Xinjiang. It's northwest of China. It's very rural at the time. So about 50 years ago, lots of Chinese people were sent over to develop that region. So my grandmother was one of the first person actually established the broadcasting station. Yeah. So I grew up there. And
here's the thing, and it'd be interesting if any members of management for RTE are listening. So your grandmother and your mother, they were provided accommodation on site.
It's right beside the station. Right. So I literally, even summertime, I would go there to check their radio and being
It's sort of like staff quarters, isn't it?
Right. And so even nowadays, when I go back to visit my grandparents my grandmother actually, every year, it's right beside the broadcasting station. So, I mean, coming to RTE, it's just like, it's incredible. So I'm sure they're very proud of me being here today.
The original question then, why Ireland and how?
I finished college, and then I worked in Beijing for 2 years. And then I decided to study English, and just happened the first country I got a visa was Ireland. So then I came over here, and then, you know, it was a struggle at the beginning and trying to find a job. And because so expensive here, everything is like 10 times more expensive than the price in China. And so I have to do all sorts of jobs to make a living.
So you had calculated how much you'd need.
Oh, yeah. It's like, like for example, €2 to buy a bunch of bananas. For me, it's like 20 yuan in China, which is way more too expensive for me. So every time I have to calculate, oh, I have to multiply 10. So I have to really work hard to make a living. So I work as a cleaner, as a waitress, as every, you know, any job you can think of to, you know, or maybe multiple jobs to make a living here.
Yes.
So it was very challenging.
And your husband, also Chinese, you met in China.
Yeah.
And he came with you. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So he was my boyfriend at the time, and then we got married. And
What do you do for a living?
So I'm currently working as the Deputy Chief Procurement Officer in Innodarren. Yeah. Did I pronounce that well? Yeah. I practiced 100 times. In procurement, mostly in public sector, semi-state.
Chang, I didn't hear your episode, but I've heard yours, Chen, and it's lovely. You live out near Phoenix Park, and a lot of the recording is done with the birds chirping in the background and you discussing your love of butterflies. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So culturally, I would think China and Ireland are worlds apart. What is the biggest cultural difference, do you think, Jen or Chang?
I think it's the food.
Yeah, is that right? What about the size? But you're like China's.
I actually think it's the food. I think like even like, you know, thinking about breakfast, for example, like I would have like, you know, noodles and dumplings for breakfast, and whereas, you know, here we'll have cereal and porridge, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but I think, you know, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Chen?
I think having lived here for more than 20 years for both of us, I think it's actually, we've more and more similarity, I find, than differences, you know. But definitely, I think maybe the weather is very extremely different. Like my home city would be like snowing in the winter and very
four
hot
seasons,
in the
seasons.
And how far was your home city from the sea?
Oh yeah, actually, my home city is the furthest inland city in the whole world. I grew up in that, and so I didn't see sea until I was 15 years old. So imagine now I live in island. It's a massive difference,
So you could only imagine what the sea was like. You would have seen it on television, etc.
Which
had never been in the sea until
exactly.
You were 15.
Yeah, that's why in the radio documentary, I mentioned about the first time when I went with my grandparents, went to the seaside, and I just obsessed with the sea, even though I can't even swim.
You still can't swim, no?
Now I can a little bit, yeah. Yes. But I even swim in the Irish Sea.
Yes.
I love it. I remember I was so obsessed, and my grandfather used to say to me, you have to make sure you come back. Like he has this umbrella thing, you know.
He was on the beach.
Yeah, he was on the beach because
I
was so obsessed with the sea. So, but yeah,
you're in the right country.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
you're very much in the right country. So, coming home, stories of being Chinese in Ireland is coming to Radio 1. We'll tell you more about that. It's on Sunday night. Starts this Sunday night on RT Radio 1. And Chang, you're the first episode, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Chang, I don't know where you are.
Episode five.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I can't believe that your grandmother was involved in broadcasting and she lived.
She's 94 years old. Wow. And she's still kind of, you know.
Yeah. Listen, Camille Sullivan's behind you there. So Camille is going to sing us out. Camille was on before 4 o'clock and we have the reviews in. OMG, Ray. These are all about you, Camille. I heard Camille Sullivan for the first time in RT New Year's Eve concert when she sang David Bowie, All the Young Dudes. I was enchanted and am again, says Liz. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Boulibus, Camille. That's well done.
I love it.
Can you get Camille to sing that again? No, she's going to sing something different. And all you can say about that is wow, with tears as well, Patricia.
Aww.
And can't wait to see Camille in Wexford's Spiegel Tent. She's simply hypnotic on stage. Love her, says Dawn. What are you going to sing us out with?
I'm going to do Street Spirit by Radiohead, just for, you know,
the
joy.
I'll get Chen and Chang to put
and I'm
going to
think of going
on
to the Irish Sea now that you inspired me.
There's a pair set over there as well. You can put them on and you'll hear. Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
And while everybody's getting ready, the big band show with Camille and Steve Earle and Mundy and Liam O'Mainley are Thursday, October 23rd, Spiegel Tent, as mentioned, October 24th, Milk Market, Limerick. October 25th, Knocknaree Arena, Sligo. And then Sunday, October 26th, The Hub in Kilkenny and our Sligo Festival as well.
It'll be Boulibus.